Blog Talk Radio.
Cable guy!
No thanks. I don't need cable. I have Verizon 5G internet.
5G internet? Never heard of it.
5G ultra wideband? It's way better.
Oh, I see. So somehow, your home is connected to the information superhighway on Verizon's ultra-fast 5G network. Wirelessly.
Yeah.
Magically beaming powerful invisible internet into some sorcerer's box without miles and miles of this. Mm-hmm, yeah, right. Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Wait. Can I see it?
Sure.
Whoa. They must have locked you into quite a contract.
Nope.
Hidden fees?
I love those.
Nope. Price is the price.
This may be illegal, and you could spend time in a correctional facility. I'm going to need to know who installed this.
Me. It's plug and play. But you can have Verizon install it.
Nice, man. Well, let me juice you up at work.
Got one at my shop, too. Runs my business.
Reception's good. But I'll come back tomorrow and double check.
No, I don't think we'll need you to come. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I have my fingers in my ears. Cable guy!
Yeah. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Ayo, this how we gonna hit it off. So drop the crack kite, nigga, 2000. Check it out, we flip shipper. 2000. Sir Doogie running shit in. 2000. Grand Poobah flipping shipper. 2000. Here comes the brother from the future, man. I got what suits you. Fake MCs go away, you let your label prostitute you. Give me my space and let the swinger swing, nigga. Don't you know that thing can't even stop this crazy thing? I like to boast, cause I'm the host with the most. Bag a few honeys and I'm
base.
I get niggas head bobbing with no problem. I kick 31 favors, call me Baskin Robbins. I get down cause I travel like sound. Grand Poobah so fast, I got my picture on the Greyhound. Here goes the dism, get you lifted like ism. If these devils ain't got my money, then I got some off the present. So honey, here's more than the rent. For dollars and cents, see I leave shit bent. So don't even come with that 69, hun, cause I told you last time 68 and I owe you one. Back up and let Poobah do his thing, cause a nigga wanna crib like Eddie Murphy had a boomerang. So butt niggas get the steppin', I get to the root like beer. Lyrics flow like an automatic weapon. You can't see this, a much traitor. Rough like Terminator, send the niggas down like elevator. So like Beavis and Butthead. Go away like 94, we drop the crime kite, nigga.
2000.
Start Diggy running shit.
2000.
Grand Poobah flipping shit.
2000.
Yeah, this how we hit shit.
2000.
No shame in the game, I put the pedal to the metal. I be the father to my son, ask the bulldogs in the Edo. Poobah got that shit that hits in every ghetto. Straight from New York, L.A. to Soweto. Honey, there's no need to hunt. Whatever you want, just make sure when you come, you bring a blunt. This is for the year two, circle, circle, circle. Niggas looking stupid like a spider in their echo. Did I say that? Doogie hits the scratch. Niggas can't match bagging booties by the back. That's how we do, out of theater near you. Do the show, back a dough and disappear like a zoo. Then I hit home, the rest my dome. Unplug the phone and put a joint on the bone. I kick the style a long time, you know niggas can't see this flow. You know how that shit go.
Nigga, it's gonna take a miracle.
Call me a cow so I can callaway and catch your hidey hidey ho. Fuck that, my style's all out in the bag of snacks. Ran through Josie and the pussycat. I'm the Scooby with the do, I like my Philly with the brew. All you niggas talking shit about Poobah, fuck you. You know what you can do? You can lick the twins when I pull them out of skins and I put them in your face. You can tell me how it tastes cause it's the Cronkite, nigga.
2000.
Yeah.
2000.
That's how we put it on.
2000.
You know what I'm saying?
2000.
We got niggas so tight cause niggas can't flow like.
2000.
Cause Jay on location as we move on to the next situation.
2000.
Love. You know what I'm saying? We gonna set it like this.
Two thousand.
This is a product. This is a product of WBNN. This is the Coach's Corner with me, D. Gibbs. Now, we are now live on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to listen, 2 to talk. And this conversation is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. How you doing? How you guys doing out there? You know, we're going through some stressful times, hard times. Stick together, try to stay grounded as a people, and reflect on what's going on out here in this world to be in, you know. Gotta spread love for the night is the industry. And I'm going to break it down to you in 3 segments. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So I want to speak to you guys from my experience of the good of the industry, being as though I've been in the industry, been around the industry, and I have family members that were successful in the industry. The good was when I was a 7-8-year-old, to see, you know, some things, which was being on tour buses and being in large concert venues and seeing these superstars and around these people, you know, it was a good experience. I mean, to be in Ebony Magazine with my family, to see it provide opportunities and financial stability for, you know, my family at that particular time. It was a very good time in my life, and I'll never forget it. A lot of good. A lot of good. The industry can do a lot of good as far as keeping you monetary, so, you know, supportive and just a lot of good. A lot of good. You know, one of my favorite memories, or two of them. One of my favorite memories was when I met Willie Stargell for the first time. You don't know who Willie Stargell is. He was the captain of the home run hitter. I want to say I'm quite sure he's a Hall of Famer. Don't quote me. I think he is in Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. And it was a good experience. He actually, you know, he was in awe. He was kind of in awe of my family, which was Sister Sledge. If you don't know who they are, they got a song that will go down. Everyone sings this song at the cookout. We are family. You don't know that song, I don't know where you've been under for a rock. I don't know what family room you ain't went to and they ain't played that. But nonetheless, yeah, that was a pretty good experience in my life. He actually gave me the hat off his head. I was like, I like that hat, sir. You know, you like this hat, no guy? And I had that hat, and I actually still have that hat. It was a very good experience. And my other experience was when, you know, we were backstage at a concert in Washington, D.C., and my grandmother, may God rest her soul, she traveled on tour with, you know, with them to keep them out of some, you know, keep the girls out of mischief and stuff like that. And all I hear was, the champ's here, the champ's here, the champ's here. So we get that, and the champ comes in. It's a well-groomed young man by the name of Sugar Ray Leonard. Comes to the back of the dressing room, you know, everybody give him hugs on it. And being a man of the world, I mean, being the word that he had, stuck to his word, he told my grandmother, well, Grandma, I know you're asking for a picture of me. So she was like, yeah, well, you know, she thinks it's going to be like a wallet size or whatever, man. Sugar Ray came in there with 2 people with a red, like a presenter over top of the picture. And it was a very big picture of him in the boxing ring with the sharp 3-piece suit on, Rolex looking, of him in the boxing ring. I sat in my grandmother's crib until she passed away. So those are some of the, you know, just small tidbits of the good. The good thing about the industry is it's a business. It gets you to be as an artist, as a producer, as a executive producer, it gives you something to clamor to that could be your own. It could be your own. Like I said, it can be your own. It could be your own entity, could be your own record, because it can't take your record from you. Well, it can take it from you, but if your paperwork right in this industry right now, you can make a lot of money and don't have to owe anybody. It's set up like that now, the way things are coming with streams instead of hard copies of sales, and instead of you could get your cousin or your girlfriend to act as a booking agent. You don't need to do certain things right now that was protocol via, let's say, 15 to 20 years ago. So it's a lot of good. It helps family, helps people get out of situations. We live in a capitalistic society. It creates a lot of capital. A lot of capital. It's just a matter of you know, understanding that you do need an accountant, understanding you do have to pay your taxes, and understanding where your money, where your streams of income are coming from. And there's multiple ways within the industry. And I'm just speaking from the record side. Now, the other side, the multimedia side, and the film side, bigger. It's a bigger piece of the pie. You know, people nowadays are shooting their own movies on iPhones. Look where we at with it. And they pitching them. There's so many networks out here with the streaming companies that you don't even have to go straight directly to a movie theater. You can still make millions of dollars off a movie if you get that movie funded by, if Netflix buy it, or Peacock Network, or let me just give you a few different entities that take over this type of situation. Like I said, it's good. You become worldly. You see things that you probably never seen in your life. The major bonus for being in the industry is called per diem, which is whatever time. If you're on airtime, they pay for room, board, and whatever else you're doing. You don't have to really come out your pocket unless you're not on airtime. So if you got to do a show and you schedule to be there, they pay for your travel tickets, which will probably be train, plane, or automobile. They pay for your accommodations, which is lodging, you know, and you get money up front before you get to the venue, and you get your money at the venue. So that's the good side of some of the good things of the industry. Like I said, it gives you if you're a creative person, it gets you to express your creativity and get it to the masses. And now with social media, it's easier now to get your situation to a lot of people instantaneously, not like before. Because before, which I did love, was we had to beat the street. It was a thing called Street Team. When my artist first got his record deal, we had a Street Team. Columbia Records provided us with a Street Team. We had to go pound the pavement. Well, they did. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Part of my team. I mean, literally, handing out free promos. There's a truck come up that was wrapped. Wherever we might have been in Miami, or we might have been L.A., we might have been in New York, or wherever we were at. You know, it was kind of harder. You had to sit there with boxes and boxes of records and CDs and tapes. But like I said, and today, click of a button, you want somebody to hear your song right now. Go on one of these services, Tidal, Apple Music. You can just put instantaneously. And now you may have 10,000 people to listen to your song in that night, which is the good. Then we're going to have a track next by the International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, Brother O.
Yo, hang on, baby. Yo, Doogie, let's hit this off, yo. Yo, check this. Yo, Rob Sutton, hit the button. Ha! Yeah, you know what time is it? You know what time is it? You know what time is it? Check it out, y'all.
Baby, I'm so hot to hell.
Baby,
baby, I'm so hot to hell. Baby, baby, I'm so hot to hell. Baby, baby, I'm so hot to hell. Baby, I'm so hot to hell. Baby, baby, I'm so hot to hell. Baby, baby, show, baby, baby, I'm so hot to hell.
I beg your pardon, who's the one with the roughness? Super extra toughness. Grand Poobala. See, I'm the chosen. I keep the snakes frozen. Check how I'm posing. Girl, it feels good when it goes in. Here's the situation. Supreme motivation. Helps me get the loot, and then I knock the boots. I jump high like Jordan. Flash like Gordon. Bows the bows and shows is probably what I'm sporting. Fuck what you heard. This is what you need to hear. It's the same as last year. So step to the rear. Cause when I was a shorty, couldn't wait to drink my first 40. Find an ex shorty in the hallway and get naughty. Jump on the elevator, hit the lights out. My mom's was a yardie, so my pops kept us out. Ooh, a young boy tipsy, that's without a doubt. It wasn't hard to tell what the pooba was about. Love the ladies, love they used to do it on my leisure. If honey got a problem, go see pooba, he can ease ya. Here I am, and here I stand. Honey, all that good shit, tell me who's the man. From here to Bangkok, cause I'm a John Hancock on the contract. It's like 1, 2, 3 contact. Kick shit on the rim, because I do it on a daily. Straight to the hole like my man Malik Staley. I hit stunts on the case of smoke blunts. Some moms would like me because I wear gold fronts. If honey wants to flam, it's nothing to me at all. Alamo, it's a doogie. It's time to have a ball. I'm a go-getter, and I'm out to go get. If you're making movies, cancel that shit. You're still making movies, man. Get your quarter cam. Oops, camcorder. But shit, you know the order. Couldn't get no skins until you got a bend. Didn't have no friends till you started making ends. I see you daily. Weekly, monthly, yearly. Think you got it going on, really. I never sold jumps to the bums in the slums. Only Rob Devils made a few number runs. Brothers on my way, they like to blabber at the gums. Just jealous cause I got it by the tons. 20, 50, 100 is how I count my bills. Then I take a stroll because it runs into the mills. Brothers try to step to this, but all they catch is chills. No frills, Pooba pays the bills. Ron Studd has been the whale back like his name was Rob J. Jack on Wheel of Fortune. That's how we keep a scorching Alamo. Hey, the Doc X, hey, baby pop, hey. Now let me keep it rolling. This is just the way I move to keep my pockets rolling. Lights, cameras, action here, cause Mr. Satisfaction. I be maxing and relaxing till it's time to jump into action. I'm for grown, I speak with a tone, which I choose to call my own. Ghetto prone, I guard the zone like the kid from Home Alone. Type of style that flows for days, just like it pays to save amazing. I'll be careful on the lanes because the A's are nowadays. Is Grand Poobah, S.O.S. Stud Boogie Alamo, you know how the shit go. So Big Jeff, hey, B.R., hey, Tislam, hey, Jaw Air, hey, Stud Doogie, hey, Alamo, hey, and Uptown, hey, Brooklyn, hey, and here we go, make the dough, yo, here we go, make the dough, yo, now check it, y'all, I like to say peace to all the gods on the earth and the people of the universe, wanna let you know the black man come first, so don't act up, cause you might leave in a hearse. Yo, check this, yo. I wanna give a big up to all my Nauru people. You know the flavor. Project M.O. Lincoln Ave M.O. You know what I'm saying? City Park in the Dark M.O. You know what I'm saying? Big up to all my people. All that other shit is dead, dead, dead. Wear it up. I wanna give a big up to the stinking Lincoln mob. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna bounce off like this. You know the flavor. ABC.
We're back to the bad segment of the industry. If you want to join in, conversation, call up 516-453-9133. Press pound 2. So as much as good as that come along with the industry, there's a exuberant amount of, if you're not, you got to have thick skin. If you're not a person that can't take constructive criticism, this probably is not the business you want to get in. You're going to hear the word no 98% of the time until you become successful. But on your way up, you will hear no often and early. You gotta deal with it, persevere, and it takes a lot of dedication to whatever you want to be in the industry. You're a singer or a rapper or, you know, in that realm, you know, you're going to have to put in some real long, long hours. You're going to be away from your family a lot. You're going to have to sacrifice, you know, being broke for could be a long period of time, because some people opportunity come fast, some people opportunity come mid, and then some opportunities come late. But it's all about, you know, how you structure your life and devote that to your craft. Come on, I want to be an R&B singer and a successful R&B singer. I mean, I understand you got to work and do stuff like that, but you got to have support systems around you when you get low on finances and resources. That's why you got to have a team. I mean, it's a lot of bad. I mean, the people there, like Drake got a song, No Friends in the Industry. There's no friends in this industry. It's a very competitive business. People act like they're your friends, but they're not very friendly, and they don't wish nothing on you because they're trying to get where you ain't. Even if they are past you, they don't want you to catch them. It's cutthroat. You know, Noriega said a statement one day, like, you know, I wish it was like the streets when somebody do something crazy to you, like steal your money and do something behind your back. You just punch them in the mouth. You can't do that in the industry. You do that in the industry, you're done. Put your hands on somebody in this industry and see how long you be in this industry. Because now you're going to get sued. It's a very, you know, it's deep. Like, you got to understand what you're getting yourself into. People that are making in the industry, they got, it's a lot of sacrifices that come along with being successful as a musician, as an actor, as a producer, as a videographer, as a sportscaster. It's a hard walk. We're up to the next track by Hall of Famer.
Yeah. There's just one thing I wanna say. The really, 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 real, yo. There's just one thing I wanna say.
Copy.
There's just one thing I wanna say.
We gon' hit it down like this, y'all know the flame.
There's just one thing I wanna say.
Alamo, is you with me? Doogie, is you with me?
What goes around comes back around again.
SOS, is you with me?
What goes around comes back around again.
Yeah, this how we gon' bust it down, y'all. You know the place, bro. You know what time is. It's second show. This how we flow. Here comes the boober, and you know I won't fake it. Usually bust records on, getting butt naked. Made for the Benzie. Drive a nigga skinzy, pump the tape, grab your naked with the boobah frenzy. Come on, honey, thing, don't just try to eject. Slow down, what you say once my joint gets erect? Some try to copy, but they just can't sketch it. Some try to follow, but they just can't catch it. With the boom, boom, clap, yeah, all of that. Look, I'm living fat, me fall off, there be none of that. See, who's the one to flip it? Quick to tell a nigga to zip it, so drink the 40, cause we ain't got time to sip it. Grand Poobah got body. Kick some of them, some of those, and some yachty. As dope as they come, suckers sing or hum. Don't try to step to this, you know your shit is slum. First batter up, well, here's the pitch, it's a curve. Second batter up, because the first got served. The one who arouses, a browse for a blouse. Kick styles by the piles as I leave a cheerful mouth. Please when I please, hit from here to Tel Aviv. I'm getting G's, no more time for the line of free cheese. Here's the 411, huh? The one who gets the job done, I know you know the flavor of the Poobah.
Yeah.
Nah. This how we bump it, yo. You know what I'm saying? Big Jeff in the house. We gon' move it like this. Baby pop in the house. Bust how we bust it down. We are, you know the flavor. Sincerely, check. Okay. What more could I say? Alamo, get the boom and I'm far from the average. Civilized and savage when I'm low on protein and with the beans, soup and cabbage. Skin's on the diet, kick the flavor, cause it right. Do a show and get the dough and then I'm off to the highest. Some time me on the flip. Ain't no ends or if and if you really wanna rip, you just might end up laying stiff. Jabu's hanging back, a heel figure on the top. Knapsack on the back, that's just my flavor. As my man gives a zigger, zigger. Watch the three grow bigger, bigger. The plot case, that's my nigga. Here goes the wreck. What do you expect if you wanna see some wrecks? Then cast out a check, grand poober. More than a public figure. Quick to kick the bone up the butt of a gold digger. Now tic-tac-toe means I hit three in a row. If I do a show, then you better have my dough. Low, low. Well, how low can you go? Call on grand poober if you really need a bro. Cause my shit's more rugged than G.I. Joe. No front, honey, act like you know. Now big up to my Brooklyn mob. Big up to my uptown mob. Now brothers wanna diss because it's my turn to burn. My best advice for the brothers is to sit back and learn. I don't diss nobody to be somebody. I just like to kick the flavor to make the people party. See, all I'm saying is respect to those who try to follow. Sorry I left you. Grand Pooba stud doogie in Alamo. So if you ever want the flavor, you know where to go. Now how we go?
Go, go, go,
yeah.
Go.
The real, the real, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is how we move it. You know the flavor. You know the move, bro. You know the flavor. Here we go, yo. And bring up the old people. Big up, big up.
Here we go, go.
Yeah. Big Jeff, hold tight. On and on, yo.
So, the industry, we just finished the good and the bad. Now let's get to the ugly. What you, yeah, saying, be careful what you wish for. So if you wish to be successful and a star, heavy price to pay. And you're going to pay. You're going to pay in so many ways, mental anguish, disrespected, financial hardships, disputes over money, loss of real friends. It's sad because these people are sticking you up with no gun. Now, when you get in the industry, you got to understand the industry is ran by people that don't wish you to be successful. What you got, but they're not willing to give you your proper fair share on what you're giving out. So, when you sign that contract, know you signed over your life, and you're a slave. So, if you're looking to get a record deal from the industry, and you better protect yourself as best you can. But the more you come up with, oh, I got this in order, I got my publishing together, I got the more established, this from my experience, the more established you are, they're not going to mess with because now their money becomes, they like, oh, he understands what's going on. He understands percentages. He understands where the stuff is coming. Oh, we don't want to deal. They want people that are just happy, basically. They can make $200 million off your record, and they're happy to give you $35,000 after taxes, knowing you're gonna need them again, knowing you're gonna run through that $35,000 in less than 3 months. So then you're up. And when I mean up, so let me give you an example of percentages. So you take a. And I said, oh, we love you. You're just a great guy. We love your music. Lies. They give you an advance of $250,000. Okay? That goes into, we're talking strictly music right now. That goes into marketing, promoting, production, and everything else that goes along with it takes to make this record. It doesn't take $250,000. But nonetheless, you take the money. Now, you think that I have $250,000 of credit? No, you don't. You only do, but you don't. What I mean by that is you only get 25% of that in liquid cash money. That's, oh, well, you need to feed his family. Okay. Give him that 25%. That's taxed. So you look about what you got. So when you say, well, I don't even really know any producers. Oh, well, we got plenty of producers over here for you. Since you don't know anything about the industry, you're just a talent with a nice voice, so you can rap good, but you don't have any type of business acumen, so you get yourself jammed up with being all on their side. Oh, I got a producer. Yeah, a producer for this one record is going to cost you $65. And they want me to have two singles. Oh, well, look, man. I got another producer over here for you. Yeah, another producer over here for you at another $85,000. So now you ran in your budget. So you may now be light on marketing and promotion. Because if you make the product and you can't market and promote, what do you have to do? You have to go call your record label and say, look, I ran through that money. I need more money to market and promote. And that's when you start getting in the hole immediately. Call the one in line. Thank you. Sorry.
Hey, Coach. It's Jerry Petito, sweetie. Just calling in to say hey.
Hey, Jerry. How you doing?
I'm good, baby. How you doing?
No, we're just giving people some jewels. I'm giving some Philly jewels. Not Jersey jewels. Philly jewels.
Okay, now that was priceless. That was priceless, okay? I love your voice, man. I love hearing you. I was so glad to see you were going to be on tonight. You just made my night.
Oh, man. All is well over here. Thank you. I love you.
Love you too, baby. Have a great show.
You too. So, yeah, let's get back to when you got to go back crawling on your knees. You didn't even finish making your record. You got to go back to the record label and say, well, I need more money. They say, what you need more money for? Because I got to master and mix this project, and I only got the money. Okay, so what you want, some more money? Yeah, okay, they're going to give it to you. So, record done. Hey, I'm live for the party. I'm the belle of the ball. Your song goes to the charts. And then they call you in the office like, you know you're in a hole. Wow. Record sold, great numbers. Right, right, right. Well, you do know we're giving you 2 points. So if you don't know what 2 points, that's 2 cents. That they sell them something for, say, hypothetically, selling, they're selling your album for $10.99, you're getting 2 cents. You add up the numbers. Say you go gold at 2 cents. Still in the hole. So the record company now says, well, how you going to get out the hole? Well, you got to make me some more records. All right. Well, don't worry about production costs. We know you can't afford it. Well, how am I going to get out the hole? Oh, you know, it's always your shows. You can, you know, funnel that show money back over to us, or you can let us in on your shows. That's a new game. It's called a 360 deal. 360 degrees. Everything goes in, comes right back out. Meaning now that if your name is Larry Nutnose, they get all your merch. They get in on your merchandising money. They get in on your show money, which is illegal because an artist only really makes money off their shows. People don't know that. So when you see these stories about artists like, oh, I never made no money off my records, just think about this. Think about Toni Braxton's only getting paid 30 cents a record. Toni Braxton, 30 cents off. A $10.99 CD. $9.99 CD. 30 cents. Tony living lavish houses and living it up. Wondering why she went broke. It's a harsh reality. You're getting that big pond. And you a little fish. You got to watch. Everything you do in this industry is shark-infested waters. You got to watch what image you putting out here. Yo, it's ugly. It's ugly images that these people going to ask you to do. soulless caller. Thank you.
Hi, peace and blessings, Coach.
Hey, sister.
This is Sister Bessie, the truther.
I know. You heard me say, hey, sister.
Yes. You know, I'm loving your show, and, you know, I had to call in and support your show. But you know I always got something to say, right?
And you can say it.
You know, I feel like it's – I look at the entertainment far as rappers concerned today. For me, being an elder – it looks like it's not beneficial for the young people to try to get into the industry. Because, you know, every time you turn around, a rapper is being shot or killed.
Correct.
And they, you know, the young men may be just starting out and get that publicity, and they start to people start to view their videos and give them support, and it's somewhere someone is so envious and jealous, they take that person, everything that that person tried to accomplish, and they take it away from them.
Correct.
And that's why I see, you know, it's not only in rap, it's in a lot of things that you do in life, and you work hard for it, and someone will take that from you or take your life from you because they are jealous or envious of what you have achieved. And I feel like we have lost the respect and love of each other on this planet in order to support each other. You understand?
I do. And I know where you're going with this. I've got to understand it's a double-edged, right? It's a double-edged sword. So for one, the music that they are, the music is horrible, okay? It's
misogynistic. Yes.
It's all negative. And it leads to people getting killed.
Yes.
So, and then you got record execs. Now they take out. I'll give you this $100,000, but I need you to sign this insurance policy, life insurance policy.
Wow.
You're a risk.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
now it's money. You see how these people are double dipping on you? Because you a damn rapper to them is the best rapper in the world.
That's right.
You don't
gotta
pay.
That's right.
Which is bad. It's sick. Like you just now said, I would not prescribe this for anybody, and I ain't going to take your shine of what you were saying. I'm just trying to, you know, let you understand I'm right there with you. It's so much ugly in this industry.
Yes, it is.
It's bad.
Yes, it
bad.
Is. And
it's ran by bad people. It's ran by bad
people. And it's just not the music industry. It's other things that you do that people want to take or destroy something you did. You gave your soul to do. And they will strip you of it. You know, it's just horrible how today. It's just really bad. You know, it's just upsetting to a certain degree.
I know Sister Bessie, it upsets me too. It's the spirit that's in the air. You understand what I'm saying? We talking about some real wickedness right now.
Yes.
And everybody, it's just bad all the way around the board. Everything's negative. It's like everything negative is good and hip and cool. No, it's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's easy to be bad, but it's hard to be a good person, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes. Yep, you're right about that. So, brother, I wanted to thank you, but the way things are going, you know, every time. I know the last time I had research, they said it was 700 raptors killed, I believe, from 2014 all the way up to now.
Yep.
So now It's more of them dying.
They're dying.
Yes.
They're dying. It's a death business. It's a death business.
Yes.
It's a death business. Whoever owns Michael Jackson, well, we know who owns Michael Jackson catalog. They happy. Whoever owns Prince catalog, they happy. Whoever owns Whitney Houston catalog, they happy.
Oh, yes. But, you know, Michael Jackson took his contract back from Sony.
Right. Okay. So let me leave.
You know, they had a rumor about, that's why he was, you know, taken out. That's right. A rumor they had then. Huh?
You know what he did before, right before he passed away? That's how wicked they is. You know, he bought the whole Marvel series. Like Marvel Comics, Marvel, he bought it all.
Yeah.
But when he died, they said it was a 90-day grace period that they could void the deal out because he's dead.
Wow.
And they voided the deal out.
And he had the Beatles music, too. You know that, right?
He owned half of Sony Records catalog.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what they did.
They always do stuff after you're dead.
So when he died, this is what he did. They did. It's the slick stuff they did. Okay, so they said at that time, Sister Bessie, I'm going to give you a staggering number. They said his portion was worth $6.8 billion. Guess what they did? They went back to his kids who was deeded to or willed to and bought it back for $900
million.
You know, I got to come on here. I got to come on. Everything you guys are saying is right, and I got to say what I want to say tonight right here in the international world. A shout-out to Ukraine right now trying to fight the beast that is, you know, out there in Russia. Russia, you know you were wrong what you're doing. You know you're wrong what you're doing. Today, a nuclear reactor was attacked. Yeah, I see. Trust me, Bessie. I'm a researcher just like you. I research everything. And just because I don't talk about it, you know, I mean, all the time. But let's just go there, you know, the first major grab in the music business. You're talking about people being killed. The first one that we know of is Sam Cooke. You know, he was okay, with RCA, you know, and he was trying to get his record deal, trying to, you know, get to a larger mass of people. And he dealt with the devil, was the same person that stole the Beatles archive, a man by the name of Alan Klein. And Alan Klein said, hey, man, I see what you're doing. You know, just like Coach said, man, I see, man, you Sam Cooke. You should be getting paid. Did you know that RCA didn't pay for this? He's like, what? Yeah, man, you know, let me let you look at the records. You know, that's to get in. Boom. So Sam said, okay, I mean, I'm going to mess with you heavy. You know what I mean? And then, you know, he made Alan Klein his manager. Now, during that time, you know, he had something called FAR Records, which was very powerful. Because with Sam and J.W. Alexander, who was his publisher, they combined the FAR Records. What they did was they had a gamut before there was a Berry Gordy. He was signing artists on his own to be able to make their own money without having that their industry take from the artists. That was dangerous. So what happened was Alan Klein did a backward deal with RCA with Sam Cooke's company called Tracy Unlimited, which was named after his daughter. And he did it so backward that Alan Klein owned the company, which means he owned Sam Cooke's recordings, he owned SAR, and all that. So when the big meeting came down, you know, matter of fact, before that, Sam got sick. He had, you know, a real bad flu. And so, you know, you're in your house by yourself, man, you're chilling, you can't really do much. He started looking over his paperwork. And he was like, wait a minute. Oh, my God. What's this? And so what happened was a lot of times, guys, and Sister Bessie and I talk about it all the time, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. Can't talk to anybody. Okay? Sam probably whispered to things to some people, and it got back. And probably the person he whispered to was the wife that, you know, he was, you know, I hate to say, you know, the sins of the father. You know, we all know how he treated Barbara Cook. Okay? His wife. You know? Sam was a ladies' man, blah, 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 blah. He had a wife at home, but he was out in the streets, right? So he probably was talking to his wife. And subsequently, Barbara Cook went back to Alan Klein. I'm teaching you history tonight. I'm teaching you history, okay? And Alan Klein already knew that Sam was going to fire him. So they had a meeting, like Coach Gibson always, you know, didn't talk about tonight, those meetings, right? And they said, listen, man, listen, I own it. But, Sam, we're going to do you right, okay? I own everything, but we're going to do you right, man. Don't worry about this money here and that. Sam said, hold up. No, hold up. You're not going to make money off my blood, sweat, and tears. You're not going to, it's not going to happen. You know, Sam walked out of that meeting, felt that, you know, thinking that he was his own man. He stood up, knowing what harm Sam Cook. Just like Sister Bessie talked about these rappers. We're going back to 1964 now, okay? Try to teach you something. All you teach. Look, learn from the master. So then, 2 days later, he goes to the famous Marsani's. That's, you know, of course, in my hometown in L.A. on Sunset. And he's, you know, drinking with some people, and he pulled a whole lot of money. So his friend said, hey, man, Sam, you know, you can't be pulling out money like that. Da, 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 da. He said, ain't nobody going to hurt me, man. I'm Sam Cook, right? So that the Asian woman was sitting at the end of the bar. It was all a setup. It's all a setup. Remember now, I told you, sins of the father. You know, you got to be careful what you do. Sam Cook was a womanizer. And so he saw this elegant Oriental woman, you know, and then that's when the Mickey was poured into his drink. And subsequently, Sam Cook was not killed at the Hacienda Hotel in Watts. No, he was not. He was beaten to death before he got to the Hacienda Hotel. Okay? Hands broken, body mutilated, nose broken. And they carried his body back, told the black manager, her name was Bertha Franklin, don't say nothing, we'll pay you off. You know, she died 2 years later. Mm-hmm. And put it back, you know, and act like she shot Sam Cook. We all know that Sam Cook couldn't rape nobody. Okay? Sam Cook was handsome, did his thing. And Sam Cook didn't rape that girl. Okay? You sit in there, man, you know, blah, 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 blah. So the power of ownership, and I'm going to my point. I'm on my soapbox, and I don't want anybody to hear this. That's why I have Sister Bessie on this line. Brother O, how come you slow walking? Because I will not be bought. Anybody on WBN don't like where I do business, you can leave. Because I'm not going to sell myself out. I own. Mm-hmm. It took me years to get ownership from, you know, being a CEO was like being a manager. When I totally bought this network and own it totally, without the answer to anybody, without to have any conference calls, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Mm-hmm. To have the type of shows that we have on this network, Sister Bessie, you know what I'm talking about, it's dangerous.
Yes.
We're going to continue to look dangerous. I own it. Oh, why can't we do it this way? And people, I'm telling you, be careful of the people that talk against the leadership. The people that talk against this leadership. Why is he doing this? Why is he not doing that? People fall by the wayside because they don't see the pure vision. There's a lot of networks that are out there that you have to pay to be there every single episode. Every single episode. All 26 hosts on WBNN do it for free. You have the opportunity to expand upon your visions. There are people that go behind my back to go to research on me. Be careful. The life you save might be your own. I said it. Because it is a crime when you have a person like me helping out people that have the voice like what Derek Gibson is talking about tonight. You don't hear this on radio, regular radio. No, you're not going to hear it. The things that you hear what Sister Bessie says tomorrow night on a constant basis, you're not going to hear that. Tony Bacatun, you're not going to hear that. Tara Smith, you're not going to hear it. And anybody else, you're not going to hear this type of stuff. We have to support people who are telling the truth. And we're not the only network, guys. We're not the be-all, end-all, okay? There's a lot of networks out there that tell the truth. But we do it with class and style and dignity. A lot of times, you got to be intelligent, not radical, but intelligent. And that means using your best mind to your best of your ability, right, guys? Using your best mind to your best ability to tell your story. WBNN will be there for all those who want to be here, who want to contribute to what they do. That's the true industry. Like my dad used to teach me when I was 6 years old and, you know, and all that, the word industrious. It doesn't mean what they do, it's what you do. You know what I said? Amen, Walls. I said it is what you do and not they do. Be shallow and be your own woman and your own man on your own two feet. One thing I can say, you know, and I'm going to go to the next track and then we're going to next call if we have one. One thing I can say is that when I go to sleep at night, I can sleep it out of my day. Yeah, I can add up my day, Coach. I don't have to worry about, you know, owing someone else, Sister Bessie. You know, have to be dictated to what they want me to do. No, hell no. We won't go. It's impossible. I'm not doing it. You know, before I sell out, I've been saying this since 2013. So you guys ain't been around since 2013. So let me let you know what I said, okay, on July 8th of 2013 with the original Bevy Nation. Before I sell out, I'll get the hell out. There will be no more shows. There will be no more hosts. I'm letting you know that straight up. I'm through. I ain't got no more to say. I'm all that.
All right, brother. Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
The ugly.
Yes.
The business side is the shit. Excuse my language. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm gonna give you another tutorial, Sister Bessie. So, you want to know why rap music is the way it is now? Okay. So, 1991, right? We all know that's been like when rap was like, okay, it's really here to stay. You know,
yeah.
Sugar Hill Gang, and then you had the Evolution of Curtis Blow, then you had the Big Daddy Kane, the Rakim. All these people, they was like, whoa, this is not a fad. It's really has staying power.
Yeah.
But they didn't know what to do with the industry, with the music. Like, well, there's too many broad perspectives going on. You got this guy, he's a sing-along rapper. You got this guy over here, he's a conscious rapper. You got this guy just expressing pain. It's just all over the place. We got to get some organization going on. And we got to dirty it up. So what they did in 1991, right? They had a meeting about what we going to do with hip-hop. So what they did, they said about maybe 100 records that met at some mansion, proposals and ideas of what to do. So the first order of business was to sign this disclosure agreement. Anything you hear say at this meeting, you better not say nothing. So people signed it. So when it got in there, they was like, okay, so we got this new genre of music, and we're going to get a grasp on it. We're going to make a lot of money off of it. And in turn, it's going to be like a reverse effect where you understand what we're going on. Okay, so first thing we're going to do is conscious rappers are out. We're taking them out the game. KRS-One's of the world, they're done. Brand Nubians, who we just now heard, conscious, they're out the game. Tribe Quest, they're out the game. Kicking them out. Because we got this super group called Niggas with an Attitude. And Niggas with an Attitude is going to have these people that are already angry, even more angrier. Okay? The music going to change from good music to gangster music. With the gangster element into this music that they're going to do, they're going to commit crimes. While they commit their crimes,
we are
profiting off their crimes because we're privatizing prisons.
Mm-hmm.
So the record company and the private prisons are hand in hand.
That's when they told Michael Jordan to get into the privatization of prisons too. You have to admit that.
Right.
You know, everybody knows this record. That grand record. You know, it's like old times, me and Coach, man, because he's bringing up some stuff, man. And I love this type of forum, Sister Bessie. So this is how me and Coach get down. You know, I always said that people say, what album it was the pivotal, most important record in hip-hop history? It was The Chronic by Dr. Dre. What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you know, they had a song called Bitches Ain't Shit But Hoes and Tricks.
Yeah.
That was powerful to the ear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When they had Dre Day, you know what I mean? Nothing but the G thing, baby. They'll let you know that the gangster was there. Man, you talking some heavy stuff, Coach.
And Coach, you know, I feel like they change. You know, we have a certain frequency on this earth. We have a, I guess you would say, a frequency that is good and a frequency that they can manipulate, which makes it bad. So overall, this is the way I look at it. We had music that made us happy, that didn't make us want to kill each other. We wanted to dance, go home and have sex, and, you know, but they changed the frequency.
Very good, Sister Bessie. Very good. Very good. And now today, music is all on the same
frequency.
The death, I call it the death frequency.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow, Sister Bessie, you so astute. That is what it is. It's the frequency.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Sister Bessie said hit it home. It's because I look at it before I go to the next track and then we're going to the next call. I'm going to keep Sister Bessie on like an old. This is how form is supposed to be. Not last year in July when we had to interrupt Coach's show because of foolishness from two hosts. And one is not here and one is still here and one is still crazy. But my point is that you have to look at there's no love music anymore. Where's the R&B? There's no, I mean, I'm a DJ. I know. A lot of times you don't hear me play. You don't hear me play none of this new stuff. None of it. Not the R&B. I still play, you know, hip-hop because I have a show called Merc City. It is what it is. You know, we you know, it is what it is. I know a lot of the music you hosts don't agree with. But however, we have two hosts. They're young and they play their music. It is what it is. Because there's no censorship here, right? Right, guys. Okay. But the fact of the matter is that there is no R&B at all. So I'm going to keep Sister Bessie on the line. And I'm going to keep, you know, of course, our wonderful host, the coach, on. And we're going to do I Like It. And then the next call, y'all.
Yeah. Doogie Love, dropping 2000, dig the way this go down, check it, I hit a flow off, dipped in low, sit back and sit mo as I count my dough, Grand Poobah Maxwell, Doogie, coming with the New York, we keep it real like jail when we mic talk, honey's no cuz when I'm in a set, Grand Poobah is the one who makes they stink box wet, so let me tell you something lady, when your float is floating, it's all cream and baby, I made this one for the brothers in the park. To find a hearty and dance body to body, step one. First you grab honey by the waist, step two. Then you move out of ghetto face, step three. Then you look the dead in the face, step four. Now it's time to lead this place, hold up. Be careful of the cheesers, the teasers. The one who wants the money and the visas. I'ma tell honey straight off the back, but please don't even go there with that. Dig it. This one's designed to make the spine in your back whine. Grand Poobah, nice setup for you every time. And you say New York City. And you say New York City. And you say New York City. And you say, could it be I stayed away too long? Deep MCs be wishing I was gone. Because they wanna be where I are. But you can't get that far, so stop wishing on the star. It's only one Grand Prix, so honey, do what you did on the night you creep with me. It's no doubt I come real with that, the butter trap, the one that makes honeys hit the bed mat. I'm energetic, poetic, athletic, with good credit, so just move like I'm timing and I set it. You see my flow is just a step ahead, I'm still wicked in the bed because I'm downright nasty like newlywed. So back up and let me breathe, because when it comes to getting down, I'm getting looser than a crackhead's hair weave. And I bet your mind, golly, while you never find a style like this if you're searching me in your mouth. So won't you let Poobah nice yo bate? I hit a flow like Al Jarreau. See, I've been doing this for years. I'm leaving MCs in tears, tears. Dig it, cause they falling just like the rain. Grand Poobah's too much for the brain. Now gold diggers who try to get it, I left them backwards. They thought they fought it when they shit it, cause I do get them. You didn't know I was the bomb, baby. Somebody should have told you. Somebody should have told you. Yeah.
What, you remember when they had Queen Latifah? I don't know if you remember or not, but
yes.
Queen Latifah was, to me, was the standard of a sister that was speaking rap, but she, you know, she didn't have to take off her clothes. You know what I mean? And then I really found that something was wrong. Remember when Janet Jackson and this Caucasian rapper, I forget his name, but they did something.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, and they made it so her nipple came out.
That's it.
Oh, you remember that? So
yeah,
I knew that was right then. I knew that was the fall of the industry.
Wait a minute now. Queen Latifah now has been bought up by CBS Paramount. You know, I mean, you know,
yeah,
Queen Latifah.
I'm talking about
the situation
with Janet Jackson.
Yeah, I understand that. We know that, and I just told you that Queen Latifah's been bought out by CBS Paramount. So the person that you knew as Queen Latifah back in the day, just like what Coach Gibson's been saying on his line tonight, Sister Bessie, she doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
She don't exist anymore. I'm going to bring on the next caller. He got a lot to say, and I'm going to fall back.
All right.
Caller?
My coach. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
Hall of Fame nominated Mother Sister Bessie. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Brother Hooney. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hall of Fame 2 times, soon to be 4 times. It's getting it in. Look. Hey, from a former recording artist in the early 90s, I would really hate to try to get in the industry by today's standards.
I mean,
to me, it's sickening. It's really, really sickening. You know, and you talking about ignorance is bliss. These people actually, not only are they making records about it, right? Shoot 'em up, bang, bang. But they actually feel good after somebody catch a bad
one.
You get what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
It's really, really ridiculous now. It's really, really ridiculous, beyond ridiculous, man. It's really,
right.
really an insult. And Coach, you know what I'm about to say. They're making more money today, money that we dreamed of back then.
Right.
You know, some. You know, not all. But the ones who are fortunate, like your Jay-Z's, and you know, of course, he did it a different way, whatever, but the average rapper can have a hit song like Pop Smoke, I think that's his name. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. And you
Pop Smoke, who lost his life.
And you don't even live to see your hit record out of all of that grinding in. And these ignorant, I hate to call them that, man, but these ignorant bastards, they feel good about that, man. I got some shows coming up before the shows this season over. Right, I got shows lined up. Make way when fall strikes. You know the name of this advancement I'm going to drop, man. I've been preparing people for years. It's called The Fallen Ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And yes. Trust me, all of that mythology, all that stuff goes out the window. This is pure facts. And it's going to explain why the black cop will treat you worse than the white one. It's going to explain
right.
how these ignorant, soulless bastards, who look just like our children. And I hate to say this, but I hate that I'm feeling that we're going to have to go to war with some of these that are supposed to be our children, man.
Mm-hmm.
I live here. I go to work yesterday. Hit the clock, and some young lady get shot in the head, man. You understand? And
mm-hmm.
in these neighborhoods, they feel good about that, man. You understand? And I'm like, I've been praying on it. I've been doing my best to try to talk to as many people as I possibly can, right? But I'm like, man, please don't let it come down to that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't let it come down to that. But
Brother
bottom line is, one way or another, they're going to have to
mm-hmm.
stop that, man. They're going to have to stop that.
Yeah.
Because we can't properly defend ourselves when other races kill us and get away with it. We got to put a stop to those ignorant bastards out there that's killing the innocent older, elderly people, man.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. How many times I told you this?
Coach, I'm going to say this. I'm sorry, sir. Got young
no,
sisters.
No, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Young sisters. No, that's okay. That's okay. But, you know, I'm a people person. I ran into a young sister on the way to work, man, and she was telling me that she's afraid of black men.
Mm.
Oh. You understand? If that's not a damn slap in the face, if that's not a slap in the face, I don't know what it is, man. You understand? Well, you got.
I'm gonna go there. I gotta cut you off on there. Hold on. This is a situation, man. And I'm gonna tell you right now. I've been saying this from generation to generation to generation. And since the best has been here long enough, you've been here long enough, and so has Coach since 2017. I've been saying this a long time. We got some bitch-ass parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you allow that young lady to be killed and no one is marching? Fuck
mm-hmm.
all the... I said the word because I own the next. I own the station. Fuck
mm-hmm.
what the situation is out there when it comes out all the bright focus killing us. Man, most of the white cops are not killing you. It's only percentages they put that on the news, okay? And I'm not talking to get police brutality and all that. Don't go there, right? I'm going to say what I'm going to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got black-on-black crime in our communities, and we act like bitches and don't march for the right reasons. There should be riots about us killing each other. Now, I'm going to talk tonight. Everybody's going to stop me tonight. I want to talk. I'm going to say something because I'm pissed off. Here's the situation. Brother mm-hmm. Hoodie came on and said that pisses me off. A young sister, our queen, who won't be able to procreate a life form, has been murdered in Nashville, has been murdered in Philadelphia, has been murdered back in my hometown of Los Angeles, has been murdered. We got some bitch-ass old folks. I know Sister Bessie and Hooney and I. We Bessie's in the 60s. Me and Hooney in our 50s. Our brother Derek Gibson, I believe he's in his 40s. We are not standing up as a people to say this is not going to go on. We allow gentrification to come into our communities. Gentrification. How do you
mm-hmm.
allow? No one can give you a steak to eat. No one can give you some pork to eat, some vegetables. How we got people in our own neighborhood born hungry? There's a root process in that situation. I'm tired of this shit, bro. I'm tired of it.
Oh.
As the owner of this network, I'm telling you, I put my life on the line for this. All the hosts on this network, if you don't talk about this shit that goes on, you bitches too. You bitches too. You keep on, we need to fight for the right, no matter if you're black, white, or otherwise. Man, I got a Joe Bettino that fights more as a white person than some of the black motherfuckers on this network. Did I say it?
Yep.
Did I say it, Bessie? Did I say it?
Yeah.
All right. Because I'm pissed off. No, hold on. No, Bessie, no. Listen, I'll let you talk in a minute. Now, here's the situation. We must fight for the right. We got kids out here that are killing each other, and no one speaks up for them. The blood cries out in the soil every night. And guess what? Okay, Beth, I'm going to let you talk about this one. Answer this one, right? How come the neighbors are so quiet after those gunshots? No one comes out the house and says, we're not going to allow this in our neighborhood? Go ahead, Beth, you talk.
No. You know, to me, you remember that movie called The Purge?
Well, we're Ku Klux Klan, and now we're doing them a hand. Go ahead.
It's just like the people in the community, the young people, the elderly people, are being purged from the community.
Yes, because they're libraries. They're libraries, Bessie. They're libraries, Huni. They're libraries, Derek. You know what I mean? Because once they're closed, and Ansel Thomas Smith, stay patient, man. Call back in. Stay patient. We're going to get you on. Stay patient. Call back in. There are libraries that are being closed when the elderly are not here. Listen here. We got someone like Sister Bessie, the truther. And I got to talk up for my young lady because I'm pissed off. Sister Bessie has been laboring. And again, Angela Thompson, call back in. We want to bring you on this forum tonight. Sister Bessie has been laboring. She always says, Derek, right, I've been telling you guys, I've been trying to warn you, I've been trying to warn you, I've been trying to warn you. And the greatest thing about what Bessie does is she continues to warn you. Yeah, she ain't tried. Yeah. She did warn you.
About
and she's going to try to, right, she's going to come on and do what she do. You know, this is a grand forum. This is a great forum that we do here at WBNS. Yeah, I'm a little pissed off, Derek, you know, because I'm on this network every night, man, and laboring every night, Derek, right? You know it. And to see us not, hey, honey, I know you hear me loud and clear. For us to come on here as a, you know, a broadcasting entity and to see, I'm a black man. Understand that. I wasn't born Democrat. I wasn't born Republican. I wasn't born a father. I was born a son and a black man. That's number one, period. Got me? So as a black man, I cannot allow us to be quiet about the murder in our communities. There's no way in the world we should be. Why is the neighborhood quiet if someone got killed? What are we doing?
The records that's selling is disrespecting the dead now. That's a new way. Disrespecting
the dead. Yeah. And you know what's crazy about that, Coach Gibson? You know, now we glorify black death.
Glorify death and glorify disparaging the person that died.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
You know,
I'm smoking on an op pack. But you sound stupid. But this is the ignorance that's running rampant. And the industry is the major reason for it.
You said 1991. You know, you wonder why Rakim Allah didn't become great in that. I mean, look at people like, people always want to throw LL Cool J in it, right? LL was brought out too. So you look at that situation too. You know, look at Ice-T. Ice-T was one of the first people that talked about the police. Right?
Yes.
All right. Now he's on NBC. Ice Cube was a warrior. Left the camp. He saw something and left the camp. Right?
Yep.
Got in the movies. Got in the movies. So when you talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the industry, like I said before, people always talk about, oh, man, oh, why don't you do this? No. You don't like what I'm doing, leave. I don't care. Oh, how come I can't do? Man, look, I'm not concerned about. We're here to help the 20. One host is not important. All of us are important. We're a family. We're here to do what we need to do to get out this word. Every single show is important. You go to another network, you want to pay to be on the air. Straight up. You're going to pay. I guarantee you're going to pay. They're going to have you sign a contract and tell you what you need to do. They're going to have long-ass conference calls after a show. All the hosts come on and have a conference call. Everyone has time for all 25 hosts to come on after a conference call when they got things to do with their own lives. It is what it is. If you don't like what I'm saying, anybody that does that as a CEO, you can contact me. You know my number. So it's like, no, we need to be effectual on the air at that time. You know, a lot of people don't understand what the will of God does. They don't. He's ambidextrous. He uses both hands. You know, he comes on and tells you what his truth is, and people don't get it. That's why he always says, man, I can't really give y'all everything because y'all don't get it. You're not getting what I'm telling you now. Sister Bessie comes on and does what she does, Derek Gibson, right, on a constant basis to warn us. Fully Bakatoon has been a scholar at this network. A scholar.
Yeah.
A scholar.
Yeah.
And they still don't get it. You know, Derek Gibson went through a lot in 2021. The loss of his wife, you know, trying to, you know, being a great father to triplets. He coming back on after his hiatus. Same as Sister Bessie. Let me tell you about hiatuses. And it's something I want to say. Hey, honey, by continuing, I hope you hear me loud. Can you hear me? Because I want to make sure that everyone, yeah, I want everybody to understand about mental health. Yeah, Bessie, I've been waiting. Now, didn't I tell you we'll do it one day? Didn't I tell you? I'm going to do it tonight, Sister Bessie. Mental health is serious. What Derek Gibson and Sister Bessie went through is not to be mocked. Oh, you want to say, oh, Sister Bessie went, she did this because of this. No, it wasn't. Derek Gibson left because he didn't. Mental health is a situation. People need to get themselves recharged and come back on again and again and again. That's the key. To be their better selves. Look at Derek Gibson, what he's done since he's come back and has his own corner. These shows have been magnificent. He's reinvented himself. Sister Betty Schubert is the same person that holds that gun on the front porch. The same person. She hasn't changed after her hiatus. We hope that this year she gets to the hall. We want that. Mental health is serious. Stop making fun of it. And a lot of people, man, the emails, you make fun of it. No, we're great because we take care of our people. So I bring on the next caller. I want Sister Bessie to talk about that, and then Derek Gibson talk about your situation. And then Honey Bakatoon is going to talk about what I said, and then we'll bring on the next caller. Sister Bessie, talk about that, man, about what you've been through since November and being a grand champion and coming back.
Well, a lot of people did not understand why I left. You know, everybody in the world have mental challenges. But in my case, a lot of situations, I was being harassed in my community. I'm 65 years old. If there's no one to protect me, it's going to stress me out. You know, because people don't like you revealing the truth. So on my end, I was tortured. So I had to take a break to regroup. And many people said it was because of the war. No, it was not. I love what I do. And what I wanted to do was help the world, help the children, help them to be a better person. And many people couldn't accept that because of what I have done. But I'm the same person, and I don't have no intentions on changing. So bring it.
All right, now. I love it.
Bring it.
I love what Sister Bessie said. I love it.
Right.
Derek Gibson, man, talk about your situations in 2021. Again, that was the international. Hey, Bessie, I'm going to say it real quick, right? Let them know who you are, right? That is the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasted nominee. Kiss her ass. Now, the great coach, Derek Gibson.
Yeah, 21 was a trying year for me. I lost my significant other, and it was in the midst of me raising my triplets. So, I mean, it was a kind of bad situation. She's not the mother of my children, but she was a good role model for my children. So it was kind of just a bad, it was a trying time. I had to step away because I didn't like, I had energy around me, even with people that I was associating myself with my business on the air that wasn't, the energy was off. And I wasn't giving off the right energy because I know that I like sports, but I'm a little bit bigger and more versed than just sports. So I fell back for a minute, got my thoughts together, and O already knew what my vision was. It'd be talking about, you know, everything that's going on now and the challenges we face as blacks in the white man's world.
Yeah, all right now.
And I'm blessed to be back, and I'm on it. Harder than
ever. You know what, though? Shout out to Ukraine tonight. Shout out to Ukraine, all the folks out there, man. And it's sad because we have people listening to, you know, our network. In Ukraine, it's not blacked out because, you know, one thing about it, it's not a regular radio network station. You know, it's up through the Internet. And so let me tell you something. Sister Bessie and Derek and Lehuni Bakatun talk, and then we'll have our caller. And I know that caller has a lot to say. To the people of Ukraine, as proprietor of this network, my heart goes out to you tonight. I know some of you are in bunkers with your children,
yes,
your babies. You know,
yes,
hearing bombs going across, explosions to nuclear reactors that I heard around about 8 o'clock tonight. There's a nuclear reactor that was exploded near Kyiv. And we don't know what that will affect our air. Okay? You know, a lot of people don't understand that. To the people of Ukraine, and before we leave tonight, I want all our hosts to give a, you know, definitely not a shout-out, but love. It's not about a shout-out, but it's love to the people of Ukraine. First time I got a chance to talk about this in our network. And I love, see, that's what Derek Gibson does, man. He always motivates me. To the people of Ukraine, my love will go out to you tonight. You're fighting for a cause that is right. Someone came to your backyard, okay, and trying to break your windows out, trying to get into your house. And you have no other way but to fight. You have no other way but to fight. And I hope that you guys win, just like the people in, you know, I'm going to say something that's crazy, but it's not crazy. Like the people in Vietnam won. All that bombing and all that, but Vietnam, you know, I talked to a friend of mine, and we'll let Honey Bak Soon come in. His name is Pung Dong Yu, a good friend of mine. He has a mechanic shop, Brother Gibson, right on Broad and Sheltonham. Broad and Shelton, excuse me. And, you know, he always calls, you know, we call it the Vietnam War, right? So he calls it the American War. And we laughed and, we, you know, drink white wine together and pray. And he said, you know what? Man, it don't even matter, man. They call us a bunch of Pacquiao's anyway. But guess what? We won. Yeah. Vietnam won. The only war that America ever lost was in Vietnam. So the same thing about the situation right now in Ukraine, I'm really, really trying to get the energy for you guys, man. You know, what's happening is wrong. Now, all my Russian people that listen on a constant basis, the people that are regular people in Russia tonight, you know we're not talking about you. We're talking about your government. Yeah, I said it, because I'm courageous to say it. I stay quiet, but I'm not going to be quiet tonight, Sister Bessie and Derek and Hooney. I'm not going to be quiet. The people that are not in politics in Russia, that has nothing to do with you guys. And listen, not the country of Russia, but your politics. Not the ordinary person that worked today and came home and listened to the show tonight. No, we're not talking about you. We're not talking about the ordinary Russian citizen, like the ordinary American citizen. Don't get into a lot of politics. All they do is try to take care of their families, make some money, and get their grind on, baby boo, once again. So the people in Russia tonight, I love you. All of the regular people in the state and the country of Russia, we at WBNN love you. It's your politics. Honey Bakatun, talk before I bring on the next caller. I said what I said.
Wow, man. You know, I see that 2021 was a very, very challenging year. And not to go tit for tat, some of y'all know exactly what I'm about to say. When people hear me sing and just speaking like I'm speaking right now, I give thanks to all in all that I'm able to do that. Because what happened to me on a Friday of January, I'm not even supposed to be talking right about now. That's something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I definitely give thanks, man, and we are going to continue to do our best to enlighten as many people, plant as many seeds as we possibly can, and be the best example, because what people hear, what people, you know, say out of their mouth is one thing, but being the best example that you possibly can be, you know, that's the best thing that you can, especially, you know, to those who I like to say is our future, our children.
Yes.
And the last thing I want to say right quick, it's a part of a program. So, Coach, if you don't mind, I want to break a heart right quick. That lie that people bought into, the war on drugs, it's never going to happen. I'm not saying this to be negative. Why? Why? Because you got, look at everybody getting paid. Understand? From the car
right.
that they buy, the jewelry that they buy, the food, the clothes, you understand? The hospital, the prison.
Yes. Yes.
Is there really going to be a war on drugs? Are you serious? Too many people getting paid, y'all.
Capitalism at its finest. Capitalism at its finest, and I'm gonna bring on this call that's been waiting so patiently, and bring him on right now. Will of God, how you doing? You on the line with Coach's show tonight?
Ah, Will of God.
Hello.
Yo, Will.
Oh shoot, he didn't see my name. I thought it was another person named. Never mind. Stupid. You know, man, I might find some souvenirs in the near future where they were like, no, I'm the real Will of God. And I'm like, hold up. What's your name, dog? I want to meet your family. Oh, yeah, we're going to have dinner every night at your house. And I'm going to act like I'm not me. And I'm going to stare at you. And we're going to have fun. Never mind. I'm so stupid. It's, the conversation I just heard right there, just now. First of all, Coach, how you been, man?
Oh, man, I'm better than some worse than others. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm so black, I got to be stupid. Do you understand?
Right.
So anything that I might say on this next, you know, so many minutes, please don't hold me accountable. I just want to speak. And you already dropping it with the good, the bad, and the ugly. But now I'm trying to look at everything in a whole different perspective. Who's right and who's wrong? And then when you find out, right, ooh, when you find out you was on the wrong side, would you stand up and put your chest out like, yeah, I was on the wrong side, but guess what? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was this. I didn't know. See, that's what we're looking at. And one thing y'all want to understand is the Bible says it's going to get worse before it get better. So you got to look at the good and the evil. The problem is, do you adopt evil? Do you love being evil? Are you saturated in evil? Or, oh my God, yeah, that name. And if you love that name, you look at the evil like, hold up, this might be a test because it's going to get worse before it gets better. So every conversation that's been said tonight was a chance for you to either choose which way is up. I'm looking at things in the way of, I don't care what religion you is, long as you ain't trying to be a satanic ritual where death is the best thing in life. Like, hey, we're going to go down the street and kill a whole bunch of people real quick. I don't care what generation they trying to create. We just going to let them all die. Come on, man. That ain't the right way. And that's where we're going to be moving into as a near future move, because we're about to move into a new lifestyle called the Matrix, and not just the Matrix, and Mad Max, the last one that was created, and, oh, Star Wars. Oh, we're going to find out that there's, I can't say certain words because I might get in trouble, but there's a lot of different lifestyles and individuals who want to try not to be created by God, but be created by man and try to take over our thoughts. Now, if you allow that, that's on you. What I'm looking at, we got to figure out if we're going to help our kids survive, or are we going to let them be loose? Are we going to let them be captivated by the new audience, which is going to captivate us also, because we're like, yo, did you see the new TVs? Oh, I'm getting one live. And, you know, to each his own. But when you look at things real and see what they're putting in our children and what they're putting in us, and it captivating us with the damn news and the damn movies and the TV series, because everybody's like, oh, you know what? Since we locked down, let's watch all the series and be captivated. Damn, I dropped my earphones. I don't want to talk too much because it's not an appropriate time for me to talk. What I'm trying to say is we got to wake up. And if we don't wake up, if we got satisfied with all the people who's dead or died, imagine if you next and we satisfied with that. Now, do you want to go out like a nut or you want to go out like a soldier? So the choice is yours. So I love what y'all doing right now because this show, it touched a lot of souls. But the best thing about life is who you going to pick, good or evil. I don't know where that came from because I came on the show late, so I missed a lot of conversations. But you know me. That's why I'm going to do my next show. I'm sorry. I'm going to just be irrelevant. My next show is going to be on whatever that day is, last Monday of the month, or Friday, fourth Friday of the month, 2/3 of Will of God. And I said, and I don't know why y'all doing this, but I understand that God works in mysterious ways. So my topic is going to be so ignorant, I would love people to join in. And I'm looking for my topic right now because I wrote it down to myself so I could get it, you know. Wait a minute, here it is, somewhere. Oh, yeah, here it is. What? Wait a minute, is that it? There it is. That's it. All right, I said this, and I want everybody to tune in if you can. If you can't tune in, understand. It's called, hey, could someone tell me what's the problem with America in 2022? And then I said, question, could someone or any individual please just give your intimate illustrations in your own way if you, I can't read my handwriting, if you can, even if you're not allowed to. That's what I said. For some people, like, we might get a golden gram where somebody might call from the government and give us information that's going on in America. So we allow that and we could do that, then let's be free. I got to go.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
All right.
And keep popping them down the ball tapes.
All right. You heard. I got this caller that's been waiting to get on here and bring her on right now. Shout out to Ukraine, y'all.
Hello.
Hello, call. How you doing?
Hey, Coach. How are you?
I'm hanging in. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. This is Angela calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm enjoying the conversation tonight. I tell you I am. Hey, Brother O, thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do and for allowing us this opportunity. I thank him.
Shout to Ukraine. Shout to Ukraine. They need our help and our support. I'm going to say something in Ghosty Times will blow your mind.
So I just want to say this. Everything that y'all have been saying tonight is so true. Because what we're experiencing here in South Carolina is ridiculous. It's crazy. And it's just sad how our government fails us as brown people. And Hooney have been coming on here telling us this from the time that I've been on here, and I'm sure he's been doing it before I come on because this is his thing. And I'm just appalled at my community here in Anderson, South Carolina right now because we sit by and we allowed what is taking place with Alexis Ware to take place, and it's a shame, and I'm appalled right now. It makes no sense. It absolutely makes no sense. It breaks my heart. It's sad that we had to take to social media in order to get the law enforcement involved in a missing person. She's been missing over 30 days. And we had to take to social media and spam celebrities'
inboxes in order for people to speak out about this missing baby. And, oh, it just burns me up. So I just thank you. And I thank Brother O for allowing us the opportunity to come on and share, like he allowed us to share our truth, to share what's actually taking place so people can see what's taking place right amongst you. When will we speak out? When will we stand up and be that voice that we say we won't change, but when will we be that change that we won't? When will we stop sitting by and allowing people to do the things that they're doing to us? We can stop listening to the music. We can stop doing a lot of the stuff that we're allowing. Stand up. Be that voice. Be that change that you desire. And thank you for allowing me to speak tonight.
You're welcome, baby. So, yeah, man. You know, this is a broad perspective of topics that we're touching, but it all just leads back to the same thing. We as a people got to do better. We got to do better. Until we can get right, how are we expecting somebody else to even aid us? No, it's not. This is terrible. It's bad. You know, my final thoughts on this whole situation is, like I said, we talked about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the industry. But man, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly as us as people. Where you stand at? Because it's times we all play parts at good, bad, and ugly. But we got to let the good come out. It got to shine some type of way. There's too much bad stuff going on because of bad parenting, because of unrealistic thinking, not being educated, self-respect, self-love. If you don't like yourself, how are you going to like me? I don't want to hear a bunch of death music. I don't want to hear it. I don't want it around me. And our young people shouldn't want that in their space. But again, you got to put the tablets down, put your iPhone down for a week, get off social media, take breaks. You can't keep absorbing your mind with this stupidity and think that something good gonna come out of it. Put your iPhone down, pick up a book. We're in the goozy time.
But first of all, I want to thank all the folks that counted out Robbie to be here tonight. I have a special Cash App for people that want to, their children who don't have medicine. You know, his situation in Ukraine. We have kids that are on dialysis and they're bombing hospitals. And so the kids have to come off the dialysis that they need. And then some kids, they left in the hospitals and hope that they don't bomb it because they need that medicine. Special Cash App and Gozi Time. Let's donate to the people, you know, in Ukraine right now that need us. For our communities, I always told you that charity starts at home. Let us be better in helping our own communities. If you know somebody is hungry tonight, why are you allowing them to be hungry? If you know someone is illiterate, why don't you teach them how to read? There's a lot of things that we do on a constant basis, and WBNN is going to be that stalwart of greatness. Let's support each other. The life you save might be your own. And let's be better in what we do on a constant basis for people. You know, let's be champions of each other. Once we do that, then everything else is will be relative to us, our survival. You know, I said some things tonight that, you know, I don't have to answer to anybody anymore. So I say what I want. We are going to be great on purpose, period. And listen, I'll tell you this. We must do better. KBNN has advertisements in Ghosty Time Multimedia. We're in Ghosty Time at Twitter and Instagram, also Pinterest. And also on Facebook at Ola Dumb and Malay Wing Ghosty. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Ghosty@my.gmail.com. I am the 2022 International Internet Radio producing and disc jockey elect for lifetime achievement, but also, most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dumb and Malay Wing Ghosty saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Ukraine tonight that are listening to us on a constant basis. All the folks that are on Armed Force Radio right now, they're on alert. All of our soldiers and sailors are on alert right now. We don't know what's going to happen, guys. It could be the start of World War III. We don't know. We're comfortable in our American homes tonight. What happens if the movie Red Dawn comes to our nation? What happens if we see bombs go off in our nation? Are you prepared? I look at the great people like Eric Severide and Edward R. Murrow, who broadcast in Britain during the time of World War II, who, you know, sacrificed their situations to broadcast trying times in Europe. Walter Cronkite and Dan Rather of CBS News that broadcast hard times in Vietnam. You know, the great, great Brian Wilson, who lost his life in Afghanistan, for NBC. So we are broadcasters, man. We're journalists. We tell the story that you need to hear. And a lot of times I think at WBNN, we don't understand the greatness of us being journalists and making sure that the people know the truth, whether they're knocking or not. Knuckleheads, huddle up for the next 2 minutes and 17 seconds to go to the program. It is Derek, the Coach Gibson.
All right. Great show tonight. Again, like I said, I started with the good, the bad of the industry, but it's the good, the bad what's going on Earth. And I want to pray for those people in Ukraine. What they're going through is like, it's ugly, very ugly. And I pray for a resolution, a peaceful resolution. And I just hope that, you know, you guys in Ukraine knock it off with the, you know, we're not going to let Africans get on the train. So that same African to save your brains from getting blown out. And I'm out.